something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Christianity is no religion. To many Christians, and including many preachers, Christianity is a great religion. To me, it's not a religion. It's life. And I think that that's why some of them can't understand our thinkings of the gospel, our mentality, our way of life. Why are we like this? And so we look like we are not real to them. We look like we are speaking from outer space. Because they can't understand this stuff. They got a problem with this. Like they had a problem with Jesus. Because Jesus spoke differently. He said, I am from above. See, we are not on a journey into Christ. We have arrived in Christ. He didn't say you are marching to Zion like they were marching many years ago. I don't know. I know that there's some people who are still marching today. They're still on their way in the wilderness of life. And I didn't find myself in the wilderness of life. Never been there. I wasn't on my journey from Egypt to Canaan. I was born into the promised land. Born right into it. Never on a journey towards it. Born right into it. And if you're of the religious kind, you may not like this. You know, it sounds like I'm being braggadocious, so you may not like it. So, but you, listen, if you don't talk like this, you'll never inherit it. Christianity is for the tough-minded. It's for the tough-minded. You can't come into this arena without staring the nest of your adversaries. They want to kill you for it. But they never can. They just hate you without a cause. But you don't care. Woo-hoo! Yeah, see, in 1 Peter chapter 2, now we're in the New Testament. 1 Peter chapter 2. We started out in chapter 2 and verse 5. But now I want to read verse 9. But ye are. I like it when the Bible says ye are. Not you're going to be. Ye are, ye are, ye are. If ye are, then ye is. Ye are. If ye are, he says here, but ye are a chosen generation. I'm God's choice. Chosen generation. He is talking about a breed. A special breed. A class. You're born into that class with a peculiar nature. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Ye are a royal priesthood. This is what was promised to the children of Israel on the condition of obedience to the covenant. And they didn't make it. Now God doesn't give us any condition. He just says, hey, you're born that way. Because you're born again. You're born in Christ. You are a Christian. You're in Christ now. So, he says, you are a chosen generation. That means you got peculiar genes. Generation, genes, genealogy. Do you understand? We got a family tree. We're coming from Christ. Dear Lord Jesus, who am I? You know, the greatest crisis in the world is the identity crisis. The question, who am I? Why am I here? Why was I born? Where am I going? What's the meaning of my life? When you come to understand this stuff about Christ and his church, the problem of identity is solved. Because you come home, you know who you are, your future is clear before you. No more question about your future. No more question. I get letters and you know, messages all the time. Before I came up here tonight, a gentleman sent me a text on the occasion of his birthday. He said, I met you 18 years ago, and my life has been different ever since. I've had a fulfilling life because what I learned from you all these years, 18 years. And now he testifies of a tremendous fulfilling life. Same story. There's nobody yet that I have been in contact with through the Word of God who turned out a failure. Praise God. Not possible. Not possible. No, not possible.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Love World Arena, New Garage, Abadan. Worship with us on Sundays by 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., Wednesdays, lunch hour service 12 noon, evening service 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-912-127-0839. +234-805-952-0312. +234-703-229-9349. Or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.